الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له اشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له اشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله خطيه وحبيبه بلغ رساله ادى الامانه ونصح الامه كشف الله به الامه وجعل في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى اتاه اليقين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه ومن سن سنته الى يوم الدين اما بعد فهي ريسبت براذرز سيسترز ان الاسلام السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. Come up with the our meeting, you guys are from March, insha'Allah ta'ala, to understand our deen based to Al-Quran and Sunnah Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First before I would like, today insha'Allah will be open session. I have a lot of questions here and I need to answer this question insha'Allah. As we agreed before, to give like one week insha'Allah every month to answer the questions insha'Allah ta'ala. But I'd like to mention something here today I didn't feel happy about it. This, when I entered the masjid, I missed the jama'ah with the imam, al-imam al-Rafiq, which has a priority to lead the salah. In every masjid we have imam Rafiq, the one who gets a day for it, day to be an imam, that's called imam Rafiq. Imam Rafiq, the one who gets salary to actually to lead the jama'ah in the masjid. That is him, the only one who has a priority to lead the jama'ah in the masjid. And it's, we know that the jama'ah, first jama'ah has the first reward. The first jama'ah which is led by al-imam al-Ratib has the biggest and the biggest reward. And we understand actually inside the ulama permitted to establish the second jama'ah in the masjid, and after the second jama'ah finished we could establish another jama'ah, but the one I saw it today and it's not acceptable in Islam that we found two jama'ah in the same masjid. Two jama'ah today, or both of them, they are close of each other. Allah knows about the niyyah of the people. You may find some people actually they don't like with some another imam sometimes. Jama'ah established second jama'ah after the first jama'ah. There is a group, or imam, leading the salah for the second jama'ah. Somebody else come from outside, he doesn't like this imam. He doesn't like to be in a jama'ah. So he went and he established another jama'ah. We have to understand, whoever is going to do that, the third second jama'ah will be denied. Cannot be accepted. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, I enter the masjid, I don't know which one first established. Both of them are Muslim. Alhamdulillah, we join the jama'ah on the Taif. But what I say, we have to avoid before we establish any jama'ah in the masjid, we need to look around, is there another jama'ah started or not yet. That is the most important. Most important. And I saw from the second violation. When I enter, I found the imam had, I didn't see the first, the second jama'ah, Allah, subhanAllah. But when I saw the jama'ah, I found one brother only, with the second imam. And when I tried to take his hand back, to establish the line, he refused. He doesn't want to come with me. They want to stay at the same level. That is to show you that we need to struggle for knowledge. We need to fight actually to understand our being. There's a lot of things, and subhanAllah, sometimes you find the man is old, but he doesn't have any idea about the rule and the fiqh in Islam. That's a lot to teach all of us, inshaAllah. But again, there is no two jama'ah in the same masjid will be established. No jama'ah. And when I try, actually, the brother called me because the brother who joined me or joined with me in the same line, when he came and called the sheikh and he said, Alhamdulillah, he gave me lectures. He gave me lectures to believe that he's right. SubhanAllah. I would like to argue with him, but I told him, JazakAllah, you know, that's it. You know, to avoid any argument. But in our class, my class or my teacher is not going to be individually. It's not going to be for one person only. My class is going to be for the jama'ah, and whoever has any question and the need and evidence, you can ask me. Don't leave me without question, because as much as you give question, you understand your deen. You keep it and you feel embarrassed, you're never going to understand your deen. Everything in the deen is based to the teaching of the Quran and Sunnah, and nothing more than that. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله أخلاقه أكثر أطوار in general. We have a couple of questions here. We need to go one by one. The first question is here. The brother is that he came to the Jum'ah. Salat al-Jum'ah. He came to the masjid and he found the Imam leading the praying for Salat al-Jum'ah. يا أم الناس في صلاة الجمعة. And the brother said, I joined the jama'ah and I missed the second rak'ah. I catch the imam and when I enter the jama'ah, I catch the imam and he say, سمع الله لمن حمد in the second rak'ah. And he need to enter and join the jama'ah for صلاة الجمعة. He told me, according to his madhab, his school, he said, school of Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, as you know, Abu Hanifa al-Fatwa, he said, if you join Salat al-Jum'ah in any time with the Imam, you catch Salat al-Jum'ah. But this is different than what the Sahaba teach us from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال بعض الصحابة, it's mentioned in Bukhari, number of the Sahaba, they said, whoever missed the second rak'ah with the Imam and he want to join the jama'ah, he had to establish niyyah to pray Salat of Dhuhr. Salat of Dhuhr. And you know when you miss the rak'ah, the second one, after the Imam says, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ. And this is rak'ah number two, لَمِّينَ يَا شَيْخْ صَعِيرْ. You miss Salat al-Jum'ah and your intention to join the Jama'ah to pray Salat wa Zuhr. And how much how many rak'ah Salat al-Zuhr will be? 4 rak'ah. The brother who asked this question, he said, according to his school, he says, whoever catches the Imam in any time, even in sitting for tashahhud before he makes the salam and finishes the Salah, he catches Salat al-Jum'ah. This is the fatwa, yes, this is from Abu Hanifa rahmahullah, because here, the fatwa is, Abu Hanifa rahmahullah, we have to be honest, to teach the ilm, and to see what is the scholar, the great Imam Abu Hanifa rahmahullah, he has his own evidence. What is the evidence? صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet said, the one hadith here, he said, من أدرك الإمام في الصلاة فقد أدرك الجماعة. من أدرك الإمام في الصلاة أو في الركعة فقد أدرك الجماعة. Whoever catches the Imam in the جماعة, he catches the general hadith from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Whoever catches the Imam in the صلاة, he catches the جماعة. You came to pray صلاة العشاء. And you catch Salat al-Isha while the Imam sitting for tashahhud. And after a few minutes, he says, Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah. You stand up to bring how many rak'ah? 4 rak'ah. Because you catch the Imam in the last sitting. Yes, this is hadith of riot. If you catch the Imam in the jama'ah, you catch the Salat al-Jama'ah. That's why he said, if any one of you, the Prophet enter the masjid, walk with tranquility. You find some people run to catch the Imam. Don't do that. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam complained about number of the Sahaba, and he said, who did that? He said, I, the messenger of Allah. Two Sahaba, they said, I. He said, no. If any one of you enter the masjid and you find the Jama'ah established, and walk with tranquility, quiet, and go and join the Imam in the Jama'ah, and any door, you catch the Jama'ah.
إذا ما قرآن تكتب ركعة. ولضري من أدرك بالصلاة يكتب الصلاة in any time you stand up and you bring the missing ركعة and the salah will be right, alhamdulillah, inshallah ta'ala. But the different school, the school of the group of Sahaba, such as Ali ibn Abi Talib, ibn Abbas, Abdullah ibn Umar, so what they said? Said no, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever doesn't catch the Imam in Raqqa, second Raqqa, in the Jum'ah, he does not catch the Jum'ah. And he had to establish a niyyah for what? Look. Mechanically, why we have differences? Because according to the majority of the ulama, whoever catches the Imam in ruku' meaning Allahu Akbar to both, meaning that you catch the rak'ah. Everybody knows, because we have hadith for that. The Prophet ﷺ, whoever catches the Imam in ruku', he catches the rak'ah. You understand? Even if you say Subhan Rabbi al-Azim, one time you catch the rak'ah. It's not necessity to say three times. One time you catch the rak'ah of the Imam. So the majority of the school of the Muslim, they understand that the rak'ah will be counted for you when you catch the Imam while he making what? Ruku'ah. While he making ruku'ah and coming to you. In fact, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he says no. The rak'ah you catch it in any position. Rak'ah in the salah meaning fatiha. Rak'ah in the imam, you catch the imam while you recite the fatiha. Rak'ah meaning the imam recite the surah. Rak'ah meaning the imam, he catch the ruku'ah. Rak'ah meaning for the imam, we say he said, Sami'a Allahu liman hamidah. Rak'ah for the imam to bring the two sujood. Rak'ah for the imam to sit between the two sujood. Rak'ah for the imam to sit down. And when you stand up, this is the different rak'ah. That's why Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, when he said he catches the imam in rak'ah, is not for him to catch the imam in ruku'ah, but to catch the imam in any part of the rak'ah, because the rak'ah concludes fatiha, surah, and then after that, sami'a Allahu liman hamidah, one sujood, sitting for sujood, another sujood, sitting for another sujood, that is called rak'ah for Abu Hanifa. That's for his fatwa. When you catch the imam in the last rak'ah in Jum'ah, meaning you catch the imam in any position in the rak'ah, because rak'ah is not only ruku'ah. That is wafati, rahimahullah, and Imam Abu Hanifa. But again, the majority of the ulama, they consider the rak'ah, which the Prophet mentioned in the hadith, when the imam will be what? In ruku'ah. That's why you find different school here, and that's what the majority of the ulama, you catch when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, من أدرك الإمام في الركوع فقد أدرك الركعة. Whoever catches the imam in ruku'ah. He did not say the word in the rak'ah. If he say the word in the rak'ah, meaning fatiha, meaning surah, meaning ruku'ah, meaning sami'a Allahu liman hamidah, meaning two sujood, and sit between the two sujood, that's called it. But the Prophet ﷺ, he said, من أدرك الإمام في الركوع. Different than من أدرك الإمام في الركعة. If he say a rak'ah concludes all of this action. But the Prophet ﷺ, he said, من أدرك الإمام في الركوع, whoever catches the Imam in ركوع. And what ركوع should say meaning? When you are what? Bold. Right or not? That's what the ulama, and that's what the majority of the ulama, they want the case, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he catches a rak'ah if the Imam are in ruku'ah. Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he consider when they will ask for the salat al-jum'ah, according to the Hanafi school, he said, whoever catches the Imam in rak'ah, not in ruku'ah. Rak'ah meaning any position, actually even when you are sujood, it's belong to the rak'ah. Because the rak'ah has two sujood, has one ruku'ah, at two sujood, sitting between the two sujood, Fatiha, Surah, if you are in the first rak'ah or the second rak'ah, therefore, the keys are different here, but the authentic, whoever catches the Imam, whoever doesn't catch the rak'ah in second rak'ah in Salat al-Jum'ah, he did not catch Salat al-Jum'ah, but he had to give express niyyah for Salat al-Zuhr. And that is the authentic, and that's Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, Ibn al-Qayyim, and all the great scholars, Dr. Blaine Ahmad al-Shafi'i, Ahmad al-Shafi'i, and Imam Malik, rahimahullah, they say about this ruku', meaning when you are in ruku', not in the rak'ah itself. What do you need?
You
don't have the time to discuss the Al-Fatiha. Yes, is that okay?
You okay?
I got you. You know, the brother, he asked me very questions. May Allah reward you. He said, what about I need the Fatiha? And there is a hadith in Bukhari and all books of the Sunnah that say, actually, about Al-Fatiha. And how important Al-Fatiha. من لم يقرأ بأم الكتاب فلا صلاة له. من لم يقرأ بأم القرآن فلا صلاة له. Whoever doesn't recite Al-Fatiha in the صلاة, the rak'ah is not going to be valid. Yeah, because I'm going to come to this, inshallah. So, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Prophet authentic حديث البخاري ومسلم and both أبو هريرة and others قال صلى الله عليه وسلم The Prophet said من لم يقرأ بأم القرآن فلا صلاة له whoever make a salah without reciting الفاتحة calling the mother of the book أم الكتاب أم القرآن أم الكتاب فاتحة الكتاب three language in the hadith فاتحة الكتاب the opening of the book is what فاتحة أم القرآن means what فاتحة أم الكتاب فاتحة you understand the mother of the book the mother of the Quran or the opening of the book لا صلاة له he was debate between الإمام الشافعي رحمه الله and the schools of Abu Hanifa after him. Al-Shafi'i beginning in the old mother of the book called Al-Umm al-Qadima, the mother. He said, whoever missed the Fatiha in the Salah, the rak'ah is not counted. Who said that?
Yes.
Okay. A school of Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, he said, no. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من أدرك الإمام في الركوع فقد أدرك الركعة. Whoever catches the Imam in the ركوع, he catches the ركعة. So, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, the majority of the Muslims, they said, if you catch the Imam in ركعة, while he says, سبحان ربي العظيم, even if you miss the فاتحة, the ركعة will be counted for you or not counted for you, counted for you. Even if you miss the فاتحة. The brother, he mentioned something here very important. He said the Imam recites Al-Fatih. The Imam. We have another hadith to relate that. The hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, in fact Muslim and the other, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said about the qira'at al-Imam. Qira'at al-Imam tujzi'u qira'at al-Ma'mum. The recitation for the Imam will cover up the recitation of the ma'moom, the people behind him. Therefore again, we have a problem, and compared with me. Because some people, they believe, you sit down, you stand behind the Imam, and the Imam is the one, he must recite Al-Fatiha, and when we say, وَلَضَّالِّينَ آمين, that means, if you say Ameen behind the Imam, that means the Fatiha will be counted for you. The two schools here and the differences in knowledge. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said, قراءة الإمام تجزئ قراءة المأموم. When you say the recitation of the Imam cover up the recitation of the Ma'moom, he doesn't have to recite it behind the Imam. The Prophet, he means the Surah, not the Fatiha. According to the majority of the ulama, this hadith here, which caused conflict between the Muslims today, the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, recitation for the Imam, cover the recitation for the Ma'moom. When the Prophet ﷺ says that, he said about the Surah, because we have another hadith, that is the main hadith. لا صلاة إلا بأم الكتاب. No salah will be accepted except with the mother of the book. Imam and Ma'moom. Meaning, the ulama divided for two sections. When the Imam recites Al-Fatiha, you have two, one of these two options. Or one of these two options. Either to recite with the Imam Ma'moom, I'm talking about the Ma'moom now. Either to recite after the Imam, ayah by ayah, or like what Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah said, the Imam should give a break of time after he finished the Fatiha to leave the Ma'moom behind him to recite what? Al-Fatiha. So you have one of these options. The Imam says, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. You behind him. Secretly, move your lips. You don't have to say everybody in the masjid, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And we're going to make the masjid here like demonstration. We're going to that. Al-Rahman al-Rahim. مالك يوم الدين. That's why the Imam, the first option, to stop at the end of every single ayah. To give you a break of time in order to repeat after him. Or the second, like Imam Malik rahimahullah, Imam al-Shafi'i, what they said, the Imam, after he finished the Fatiha, he gave a break of time in order to let you recite al-Fatiha completely. After he finished the Fatiha, you start the Fatiha, and even if he started the Surah, and you don't finish the Fatiha, complete your Fatiha. Because the hadith here, لا صلاة, no صلاة. إلا بأم القرآن except with the mother of the book. And when the ulama search and give us details, it's for the Imam and for the Ma'moom. In the second opinion, like Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he said the Ma'moom doesn't have to recite Al-Fatih. Why, ya Imam? He has also his own explanation. He said because when the Imam recites Al-Fatiha, he first he took the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, قراءة الإمام تجزئ قراءة المأموم. The recitation for the Imam will cover up the recitation of the Ma'moom. And Abu Hanifa he took it in general. But the other ulama, he took about the Surah after the Fatiha. Not the Fatiha, because we have hadith fixed for Fatiha. No Salah will be accepted without Fatiha. But Imam rahimahullah, Abu Hanifa, he said, the recitation for the Imam will cover up the recitation. What's your evidence, ya Imam? He said, when the Imam recites the Fatiha, he said, وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. People behind him, what they said? Meaning, when you say the word of Ameen, according to the school of Abu Hanifa, that means you recite the Surah. And what I give you the evidence. I'm raising my hand now. Ya Allah, اغفر للمسلمين. اغفر للمسلمين was that اغفر, it means forgive all the believers. You say after me what? Ameen. That means it's counted for you also. Instead you repeat the same word like me, you say the word of Ameen, and when you say the Ameen, that means you cover the dua. So that's why the Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he said, if the Imam recites the whole Surah and Ma'moom behind him say Ameen, that means they say the Fatiha will be counted for them. And as again I told you, the authentic, because you have to give you the conclusion, without favor anybody, I'm teaching all the comparison. I don't belong to anyone specific. I am belonging to the Quran and Sunnah, because the best sources come from where? Quran and Sunnah. Whatever evidence from the Prophet ﷺ I call, because all of this Imam, they came and lived from their book. It's upon the understanding of the Imam. Because sometimes the Prophet when he said the hadith, some of the companions, they took it in a different than his brother, another companion. That is the problem. So, searching the hadith and try to understand from the scholar of Islam are very important. That's why many times I told you, don't ever jump into the conclusion. You must wait and study the whole idea. Some of the, in the beginning of Islam, the Prophet said one hadith. And in the end of his life, he changed that and they call it nasikh. He corrected the first hukm in the hadith. You know that. The first second hadith, wash up the first hadith. Yes, this hadith is authentic. The Prophet, he said in the beginning of his life, but later only, when he moved from Mecca to Medina, what happened after that? Even the Quran, Allah inna yuqim in the ayat from Mecca, Allah make it nasikh. In the Inatik wal Mansukh in Medina, meaning another rule corrected the first rule. Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu la taqrabu salata wa antum sukara. Oh, you who believe, don't come and offer your salah or you stop your salah while you are drunk. Meaning that the drink was permitted or not? It was permitted. In the Medina later, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala send the ayah to stop the first hukm because of Sahaba in the beginning of the life. Dealing with swine, dealing with woman, dealing with raping, stealing, and they swan, everything, killing. Everything was in the beginning, they were the Muslims. And later on, Allah take them step by step. It doesn't make the hukm from the first day of Islam strict or strong rule, but later on, after la ilaha illallah, conquer it and purify all the heart, all the rules came. Anyone who steals, chops his hand, anyone who commits adultery, put him and stone him, all the rules still in Medina. That's why Allah Ta'ala, different ayat in Mecca, Makki has been changed, corrected, Taqwullah corrected in Medina, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So, the authentic, you must recite Al-Fatiha, Imam and Ma'moom, and we'll give you the two options, one or one, both of them are valid, inshallah. Go ahead.
Can you
read the
Abu Hanifa? You cut the
rakah
in any condition?
No, don't confuse. I'm talking about Salat al-Jum'ah. But even Abu Hanifa, he believes you touch the Imam in Rukua, the rakah tells you. Shafi'i in the beginning, in the old book, which he said, he was confused because of the hadith of the Fatiha. No salah will be accepted without Fatiha. Therefore he says, if you catch the Imam in Ruku' the rak'ah is not counted for you. But later on he corrected in the new book, to call it the new mother. All the mother in Iraq, when he immigrated to Egypt, he made the new mother and he corrected the hukm. Because he used to tell his followers, even if you catch the Imam in Ruku' is not counted because you missed the Fatiha. But later after he searched and deep searched and discussed support the Sunnah, he found you catch the Imam, because not every scholar he catches the hadith of the Prophet, and that's why you may find differences. You know what I mean? Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu arda, one day he used to with the Prophet and one day in the farm. So the day he was in the farm, he doesn't catch everything. Unless another companion told him about the rule or the hadith, he never gonna catch it. Therefore, you may find, you may find a difference sometimes even between the Sahaba, because it depends. Did he hear the hadith or not? He was there or not? Is somebody Ibn Abbas? Who's Ibn Abbas? Turjuman al-Quran. When they asked Ibn Abbas about Zawaj al-Mut'ah, the temporary contract of marriage, like the Shia, they go for Mut'ah. You marry the woman for a couple of hours or one day or one week, and then after that automatically you don't have to pay her divorce. The divorce will take place upon the contract between the man and woman. Ibn Abbas, the only companion, that's why the Shia took from him. And they still have excuse for that until today. But they don't know what happened to Ibn Abbas. When they came to him and he told them, Abdullah ibn Umar, he had a debate with him. He told them, Ya Ibn Abbas, the Prophet in Khaybar, and Khaybar came late in Islam, in a late time in Islam. the Prophet ﷺ said, I was permitting you with the contract of marriage, temporary contract of marriage, the mut'a, before in the beginning of Islam. Today, Allah make it haram for you. Ibn Abbas, he wasn't there with the people. So that's why he insisted that it is a part of from the deen. To have the woman in the temporary contract. But later after the Sahaba, she pleaded to him, what did he do? He said, Astaghfirullah, that says, Sami'na wa ati'na, we listen and obey to the messenger of Allah, because he cannot continue wrong. That you cannot continue wrong, you must correct yourself, even if you say something and you found differences later, you must correct yourself, you must tell the people if you make mistakes, inshaAllah ta'ala. So, related to that, all of them agree, whoever catches the Imam in Ruku' and catches the Rak'ah. We talked about in the beginning of my question, to catch the Jum'ah or not, that is the question. Imam Abu Hanifa said, you catch the Imam in any time in the Salat al-Jum'ah, you catch the Jum'ah. The other companion said, no, we have a hadith here. Why if Abu Hanifa doesn't have an idea about it? Because Abu Hanifa immigrated to Kufa, radiallahu, rahimahullah. And he received a very little hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he built all his madhab, he built all his school in measurement, called qiyas. Measurement, his ijtihad. And remember, the alim, if he makes right in fatwa, Allah rewards him twice. And if he makes a mistake, Allah rewards him once. He still, he will have reward because ijtihad, opinion, it was to help the ummah. He doesn't have any intention to confuse the people or anything like this. So the Imam Rahimahullah said in the Jum'ah, you catch the Imam in any time, even before Salam, in the Salat al-Jum'ah, you catch the Jum'ah. The other ulama, all of them, Abu Shafi'i, Ahmad, and Imam Malik, Rahimahullah, and all the other scholars from the Sahaba, they said, no. The Prophet ﷺ, he has a hadith here, Abu Hanifa has no idea about it. What is that? Whoever doesn't catch the Imam in the second rak'ah, la salat lah, no jum'ah for him. He has to pray what? Zuhr. We talk about nothing ruku' in general, we talk about catch the jum'ah or not. So you don't have to confuse. It's clear to you?
Yeah.
No. Jazakum Allah khair. Tafadhal.
Yeah, Sheikh. Based on Salat al-Jum'ah, not Jum'ah. Salat al-Jum'ah. Some of the scholars say, like, I think Maliki and Jafari, if you miss the last rak'ah, the Jama'ah will come to you. Is that right?
Okay. There is a word, yes, Jazakallah khair. There is a word, actually, they say, some of the scholars, they say, if you don't catch the last rak'ah with the Jama'ah, you don't catch the Jama'ah. There is a word, yes. There is a word that came and opinion come from some scholars. They say, if you don't catch at least the last rak'ah with the Imam, the Jama'ah is not going to be counted. But this is explained in detail between the ulama. Between the ulama. You catch the Imam in ruku' or you catch in general, we talk about Salat al-Jama'ah, you catch the Imam in regular Salah, you catch the Imam in any position, you catch the Jama'ah after they make a deep search. You understand? And this is what the scholar try to prove it to us. You don't catch the last rak'ah with the Imam, no Jama'ah will be counted for you, but this is not, it's answered by the other scholars in detail, that like Imam Ibn Qayyim Rahimahullah, he says, you'll catch the Jama'ah, inshaAllah ta'ala.
So people catch the Imam in Tashahud?
Yes, you catch the Imam.
They see the Imam making Tashahud, they know the last Tashahud, so they want to be in Salam to be established in Jama'ah.
Yes, they if the Imam has actually, no, if you find the Imam even in Tashahud, hurry up and join the Jama'ah. It's better to join the Jama'ah. The Jama'ah will be counted for you, inshaAllah ta'ala. You don't have to stay until actually the Imam are in sujood or I'm sitting in the last rak'ah and said, let him finish. You cannot do that. Join the Jama'ah will be counted for you, inshaAllah ta'ala. If you want to establish the second Jama'ah, you have to wait until the Imam completely come out from the Salah, because you are the prisoner of the Imam. You cannot come out from the Salah or establish another Jama'ah and let the Imam finish the first Jama'ah, inshaAllah ta'ala. That's what a Salah, inshaAllah ta'ala. We're talking one from the Salah, inshaAllah ta'ala. Anybody? Yes, go ahead, Sheikh.
Sometimes I see, you know, what brothers, let's say you have two people performing Salat al-Jama'ah.
Right? Two people performing Salat al-Jama'ah in the same masjid.
Same masjid, with two people.
No.
And a third person comes, and see sometimes what people would do, instead of pull the brother on the right, they push the imam on the left forward. Okay? Right?
This
is correct.
Correct is actually correct as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That this evidence all the time to us. What did you do? The imam of the ummah. Who's the imam of the ummah? Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because you asked the question, stand up. I'm going to put you. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Okay. Now, you and me will establish you from this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would pray. And he would, if you make the jama'ah will be counted with one person, and the ma'moom should be on the right side of the imam. Okay. Then, what happened after that? The Prophet, he was leading in the salah like this. Ya Sheikh Sa'id, the Prophet is stand up, and next to him, he was somebody and established salah al-jama'ah. I wanted the companion like to pray with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in jama'ah. So what happened after that? Another companion came and he stands up next to the one next to me. So all of us became three in the same line. Hajj Sa'id. What the Prophet ﷺ did? The Prophet ﷺ is the one, he stepped forward in the middle of the two. And what did he do? He pushed by his two hands the people in the back. Pushed. The two people behind him in the back, and he leaves, and that's why we said actually the imam, he should take the action, not the ma'moom. You don't come to the imam and you push him. You understand? You take that aspect, you know, subhanAllah, and let sit down and come to you, inshallah. Yeah. That's it, it's going to be equal, like one arm. No, in Salah you are permitted actually for a couple of steps. For a couple of steps, inshallah, you are permitted. Now, the two people became behind him. The imam is the one, he took the action. But sometimes, you're dealing with unknowledgeable imam. Because he found himself imam. He's not a real imam, but he found himself leading the Salah. So if you found yourself with the imam, You and me and somebody stay together as a jama'ah. And you know you need to join up. And you can join up. And you found the imam, continue without doing any action. Either to step forward to lead the jama'ah or to push the two, like the Prophet ﷺ, what did he do? He pushed the two actually in the back. You must guide the imam. Because the imam is not knowledgeable. Because the jama'ah cannot stay together in the jama'ah. In the same line together. The imam, he has to take a step. The imam, he has to take an action. Either to push them in the back or to step forward a couple of steps in order to lead the jama'ah. So it's upon the imam, but the imam should all the time understand that he has to be in the middle of the people. Middle of the people and leading the salah and step forward a little bit. Unless you have only one person with you, it will be. How about me and my wife? And she needs to break the jama'ah with me. Where's she gonna sit? Where's she gonna stand? Yeah, shall I bring her next to me? The woman has to be, inshaAllah ta'ala, behind you, even if she's a single one.
Behind the
right? In the middle, inshaAllah ta'ala, in the middle. All the time in the sunnah, middle. People start the line from the middle, not start the line from the right or left. All the time when you build the line behind the imam, you start from where? Just behind the imam, and it's breathing for both of the sides. Sometimes people are not unknowledgeable also. They found somebody, you pull out with your brother, and he starts from behind the imam, and everybody comes, and stay in the right side. So you find one wing, and the left wing, nobody around. So it is just, this is not a line. You must actually, as a Muslim, who understand your deen, you breathe in both sides. We know there is a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said exactly, خَيْرُ الصُّفُوفْ مَيَانِنَا. The best of the lines are the lines those who are in the right line, in the right of the line. The right of the line. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that. But inshaAllah ta'ala, it's recommended when you build one line to spread both of it in order to make the iman in the middle, and this is actually the authentic inshallah ta'ala. Anybody else? Right. We have? Fadal Shif, Fadal. لا هي في الخلف. نعم. في حالها خلص. إن لم يكن مع جو. If you have be even a son 5 years old, he will be with you. Take him next to you. And if the my mother, my wife, they need to pray, the woman has to be in the back of the imam, cannot be actually closer to the imam. That's actually the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Men first, then children, then woman in Islam. It's nothing because the woman are short in knowledge than you. It's nothing because the woman is weak in that. Most of the women are more righteous, more than us. To be honest with you, you have a wife in the house all the time. You should find her, she keeps the Salah on time. She's righteous, recite Al-Quran, Hafiz Al-Quran. The woman has time to do that. You understand? They are more, much better than us in deen. And you find the man is always matched with the man. Most of the time. You disobey Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, but the woman, most of the woman, all the time, they are better than the man to practice the deen, to be honest with you. Now, we don't say that to put the woman in the back because of something they are less than us. She pray like you pray, she fast like you fast. She made zakah like you, she go hajj like you, she read the Quran like you, you understand? But this is a way how the sunnah establishes you cannot bring the woman to be mixed with the man. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم خير الصفوف للرجال خير صفوف الرجال مقدمته. Or كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the best line for men, they are exactly the first line. وَأَشَرُّ صُفُوفِ الرِّجَالِ مُؤَخِّرَتِهَا. And the word, I mean exactly the most line will be in a trouble or in problem, the last line which closer to what? Closer to woman. You know, therefore he encouraged the Prophet ﷺ, the men to come to build the rope and the line closer to the Imam. And those who will be closer to the woman, they will be in a trouble because why he pray? Allah, Fatima behind me, how she looks like. Zainab exactly behind me. I wish I had that and so. So you'll be confused about your salah. That is the burden. Because you will be closer to the woman, and then after that the shaitan will come and lay with you to confuse you in your salah, because just behind you there is a woman. Therefore the best line for men, those who are in the front line. وَخَيْرُ صُفُوفِ النِّسَاءِ مُؤَخِّرَتِهَا. The best line for the woman, the last line for the woman. Why? Because it will be far from home, from men. And شَرُّ صُفُوفِ النِّسَاءِ, the most line will be, I don't like to be exactly to say evil, astaghfirullah, the most line will be actually in fitna, the first line of the woman, because also, if you, the woman like you, if you have no, not much is be between you and the woman, what happened? When you prostrate in the front of the woman, and she says, Sharif, you prostrate and the woman closer to you, and if the woman she said, Allahu Akbar, and you find the brother in her actually prostrate just in the front of her, it's also fitna for the woman, fitna for the woman. So, that is actually what we need to learn in deen, inshaAllah ta'ala, but we have to keep that on the sunnah all the time. The second question. No, it's what further issue.
I heard a debate today concerning the giving of salam to sister if you know her or not, don't know her.
Okay, Jazakallah khair. We mentioned this hadith, question before in this masjid. You understand? Yeah. We mentioned it. We said that when you meet your sister in Islam in the street, you don't have to tell her Assalamu alaikum, or the sister, even if she knows you,
to say assalamu alaikum rahmatullah. This is the fitna for the Muslims. Suppose this woman are married. You understand? And you are married. And when the sister meets the brother in the street and tell him, assalamu alaikum akhi, how are you? MashaAllah, how is your wife? And so on. So somebody else, they have disease in the house. Somebody has a disease in the house. Maybe somebody dislike you. When they saw the woman actually speaking with you, and he's speaking with the woman, the shaitan will take his place right away. It's brilliant you. Why she told him, salamu alaykum, that she knows him from long time. And somebody gonna go and tell her husband, I saw your wife in the street, meet the Sheikh Mustafa and tell him, salamu alaykum, ya Sheikh, how are you, ya Sheikh, and stand up with him in the street. Sheikh Mustafa is not protected. Sheikh Mustafa is weak. You understand? It could be in fitna. Because when you stand up in the front of the woman, and you look at her, and she look at her, this is Allah saying in the Quran, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ. So, ذَلِكَ أَكَّلَ. So, say ya Muhammad to the believer to lower their gaze. And tell also the female believer to lower her gaze. Because when the man looks to the woman in the face, faith for the man is fitna for the woman. Faith for the woman is fitna for men. Therefore the Islam came to secure you from the beginning. Why I have to tell somebody she is married or not married and to tell her assalamu alaikum rahmatullah. What's the relation between you and her? You are a stranger for her and she is a stranger for you. So what is the purpose to tell the woman assalamu alaikum and stop speak with her? Like a lot of violation in the masjid. So ya Sheikh, for full security, protect your sister in Islam, you're protecting her. Don't speak with her. Don't say assalamu alaikum rahmatullah. Because you are not supposed, you only say assalamu alaikum rahmatullah to the lady like you. And the sister also to say assalamu alaikum rahmatullah to the sister like her. This is what we learn in Islam and this is the right faith of Islam. But otherwise we will build a religion. This time, assalamu alaikum rahmatullah. Next time. What's your name, Yahi? Alhamdulillah, my name is Muhammad Ahmad Abdurrahman and so on so. Okay, what do you mean, Yahi, the third time? Just a religion. We are not like this, Yahi. We are ummah, protected ummah, the Sahaba never. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sitting in a masjid. And he's protected. He's the imam of the ummah. Allah protected him. The woman came and entered the masjid of the Prophet in Medina and she sat next to him. Next to him. Asked him which. So the woman, they have right to come and ask the Prophet and he's protected by the Ummah. He could sit even with them, but he doesn't sit here in a private room. He sits here in the masjid. Some people enter the masjid. Alright. She sat next to him. Another Sahabi came to the Prophet companion, he need to ask also. What did he tell the woman? Tell her go. He finished. The woman she said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa alaikum salam wa barakatuh. The companion came and sit in the same sitting next to the Prophet in his right side. What the Prophet did? He took his hand and he moved into the left side. Think about the Shafi'i, why? Think about the Sharif, why? What is the Prophet did? You know, we need to share the idea together. The Prophet, he took the hand of the man after he said, after the woman left, and he moved him to the left side. Think about it, please. Think about why. Allah Kareemah, Barakallah, please. He wanna cut the kiss from the roof. He doesn't wanna leave gap for the shaitan, for the companion to think, MashaAllah, how she looks like his warm lady. It's perfumed. This sister, she's so and so, she's so beautiful. So we're going to cut the rules from the beginning for the shaitan to whisper it for the companion. Right away, he used the right way, the Prophet of Allah alayhi wa sallam. That is all the time you need to understand. Never find any companion, found any companion female, and they spoke together in the street. Never. Never. Yes.
I'm not looking for anybody's heart. If anybody don't have a degree with the heart, but I'm saying, look, you know, I'm just saying, on the side, you know, this was 40 years, and, you know, my family, you know, my kids, wife, this, that, and other. So what you're saying, in general, I can see, but there are times where you may, you know, help somebody in the game, you may know them for 30, 40 years, and you see them in the street, you know, you may take your kid to school, take your kid to school, or like that, something like that. So
a friend of the family.
A friend of the family. And those people are friends of the family.
No.
I'm going to do them for 40 years.
Yes.
Allah is the best to know what it's going to cost.
Right.
All right?
Right.
I feel that
the Muslim
individual,
Muslim,
I'm not Christian with him.
Allah.
But
we have, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us. Barakallah feek, because you're speaking actually with experience. Now, but I would like to tell you that our deen are describing. Our deen became obligation for all of us. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَجْتَمَعَ رَجُلٌ وَامْرَأَ إِلَّا وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ تَارِثُهُمَا. Any man and female are strange. The third part will be who? The technique. That's your messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, I love the statement from the companion. He said, in his companion, وَاللَّهِ I cannot guarantee myself to be in privacy with the ugly woman. Look at the companion when he says, Wallahi, I cannot guarantee. And what you talk about, what generation of who? It's not you and me, my brother. We are the weak generation. The Sahaba, the best generation, the best of the generation is my generation. ثم الذين يلونهم. Three generations of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam described them. They are the most righteous, most knowledgeable among the Ummah today. We wish, لن يبلغ أحدكم نصيفة. If anyone after you, if the whole Ummah will gather to reach like half of this, half of the day, to reach your level in Islam, he told the Sahaba, you will never reach the level of the Sahaba in Islam. Even with half this, equal to half of the day. Now, the man, the companion, he was what? Honest. He said, I cannot guarantee to be with the woman, by myself, in a private place. I cannot be. Why? He said, even she's ugly. Why, Ashir? Because the shaitan will do, will play with you. Shaitan will play with you. Yeah, what you gonna do? The shaitan is gonna jump in the top of the woman all the time. Oh, she has an ugly face. Ugly face. And when she turn around and she go, the shaitan will jump from the carpet to the bottom. And when the sister walking in the street, what's gonna happen to her? MashaAllah, Allahu Akbar. You understand? Therefore, the shaitan will confuse you in any hell. Because body of the woman is awra, private. And Allah, remember, he said, say a believer, this is an ayah in the Quran, till the believer male to lower their gaze. And tell the believer female to lower their gaze. Why? Because you cannot speak direct with the woman and she is strange. We don't say any problem. You have your wife, and they invite you, resentment, the brother invite you for food in his house. I don't say the problem. You go, you and your wife, but we don't have to sit in the table together like moderated etiquette. To sit in the table together with a fork and so and so, and sister Fatima, sister Zainab and so, brother Muhammad and Mahmoud sitting in the same table, and everybody, man looks at the woman while she eats, woman she looks at the man while she eats, and you know, we have to secure the Muslim community. Because trust me, the shaitan are very, 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 very active, especially in this country here. You understand? Say, MashaAllah, brother Muhammad, he has a beautiful wife, and he looks at his wife, say, Allahu Akbar, why Allah provided me with this wife? It will be fitna for you, Akhi. The shaitan will make the other beauty more than, subhanAllah, Akhi, subhanAllah, all the time. Like the people walking in the street, when the people will see the woman, strange woman in the street, what they say? SubhanAllah, they are beauty, but I left in my house like a folder. Folder should be both one to now. You understand? SubhanAllah, and the shaitan will make the other sweet beauty for you to fail in adultery. How many Muslims, وَلِيَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبِّي. Except those who receive mercy from Allah, and Allah protects them. I don't say everybody. don't take it in general. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us strong. How many Muslims he fell in adultery with his exactly friend's wife? Ask him. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me opportunity to move to a lot of masjid. Ask me about the coaching which I have received. I received from the community. Women and men in the same time without set the bar will be in problems. Shaitan will take away from this masjid without mentioning any name. A brother cried to me and he told first he took call me and he told me, a sheikh, I have my cousin female, she came from overseas and she doesn't have any place to sleep. Can I take care with me in the same apartment? And I told him no. He told me, I said, she's gonna sleep in a subway. She's gonna be homeless. I have exactly to take care. I told him, don't do that. If you are a really man and you need to give her a blood, buy a place for yourself with another friend to sleep with in his house and leave the apartment completely. He did not listen to me. Now what happened after a couple of months? Wallahi, Allah is with me. After a couple of months he told me, I fell in adultery with her. Say, what happened? He said, I make a decision in that time. I said, you know, I'm going to take care and I give her my room. And I keep her in my room. And then after that, to be honest with you, Sheikh, I have to tell you the truth. I was sitting in the living room outside, in the living room, one bedroom. And every time she got to the stairs, leave the room to go to the bathroom, I found her, the shaitan encouraged me to look, so I fell back. And when I jumped, and I exactly took her, she did not, she submitted herself because she's also human. Right? And then after that, they fell in adultery. And he told me, one word, she's pregnant. What I should do? Subhanallah, ya akhi. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. And for your information, this sister, she left her husband back home. She left her husband back home, but she actually applied in Lutheran for green card. They did not permit her husband to go with her, and she came to America to apply for the green card. She had nobody, except the friend of her husband. And they are in the same time that his female couple. What happened is, she became pregnant. Give me fatwa. They put us in a problem. That child, exactly what we have to do. How are we going to tell her husband? You put us in a problem in fatwa, ya akhi, rahamuk Allah. She's married woman, she became pregnant from you, subhanAllah. How is she going to lie with her husband? I became pregnant from you. And this child actually going to do what? Destroy the whole family. Destroy the whole family. So we need to be strong in our relation. If I know this will lead me to fitna, no, I don't like this fitna, akhi. Wallahi al-Azim. As I said many times, any one of you even call your brother in his house and his wife, answer the phone. As-salamu alaykum, sister. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Where is sister, where is brother Mahmoud? Oh, he's not here. How come we didn't see you? You didn't come to our house for long time. Conversation, word here, word there, and it's not good. What we need is the woman in Islam, when she receives any call that somebody asks about her husband, assalamu alaikum akhi, wa alaikum salam, my husband is not here, boom. That's it. You get mad or not get mad, we don't care about this case. Many times I say, brother-in-law, knock at the door, open the door. Your brother is not here. He said, open the door, what's wrong? We are brother and sister. Brother and sister. Open the door. She said, no, but I said, I won't, how come you're going to leave me stay the whole night here? She opened the door for him. Wallahi al-Azim, this is true story. And Allah is witness. She opened the door for him. He said exactly like, actually he doesn't like to sit with Zahari, mashallah. He went to the kids' room. The two daughters were in a school, I mentioned that in a football. And then after that he just pressed the video, and 9 years and 10 years old, the red girl, he found X-rated movie. She went to the kitchen to make the tea for him. She bring the tea exactly to the room of the kids. suddenly he was shocked that a movie, X-rated movie, on the TV. So what happened after that? The shaitan let him what? Power me? Shaitan make it so and so. Right away he took actually his sister-in-law and he commits zina with her. Wallahi al-Azim, this story is true story. True story. Don't tell me brother and sister, I don't want to hear this. I don't want to hear this. Brother and sister, no brother and sister in Islam. Yes, they are our sister in Islam. Yes, we are their brothers in Islam. But not like a brother and sister. Third part will be shaitan, the Prophet ﷺ, the professor of this ummah, he knows us better than ourselves. You don't know yourself, but the messenger of the ummah, he knows where is the good for you and what is the evil act for you. I don't tell you to cut the relation, my brother. But should be through all the time, groups, family. And when I exactly, there's nothing wrong. How many one of us we have to build a friendship between the brother and sister? You invite him for food, you invite his wife, you do wife, you go to his house, you come to your house. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah. But no sitting, no conversation, no moderated so and so, and drink the tea, have a sweet and so and so. Subhanallah, you can imagine the mutual sweet. And the woman, she's married woman, and the man is married. She goes, hey, Brother Mahmoud, no, you're such a liar, don't tell me actually, how come I didn't see you from, don't see you? How come I didn't see you? Didn't see, why you see him, why you wanna see him? You're such a liar, exactly, you didn't see you almost like a week, how come you didn't get back? No, I'm not gonna speak with you, don't speak with him. Astaghfirullah al-Azim, this is not relation. Our problem because we became a moderated family. We acted like witch. This is not the Islam, ya akhi. We need to stand up and to fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. I have my brother, who come and to visit me. But he never sit at the same table with me to eat with my family. He's my brother. I help him. I love him. But I cannot tell him to come and sit and we make salah. And in the end, astaghfirullah al-azim, don't tell me. We are a human, we are weak, and the Prophet, he knows us better than ourselves. But if you do that, should be never be in privacy or something less. Leave the sister in the street, don't tell her, assalamu alaykum rahmatullah, and the sister doesn't you, I'm telling you, my sister, now you hear me. If you see any brother in the street, don't ever say, assalamu alaykum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Unless you see the brother has his wife, and you know his wife, and you tell her, salamu alaykum rahmatullah, sister, and you speak with her, that's fine, for a while, and you leave. But no relationship, no friendship, you still strange, she's telling you for you, and we have to fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is the Islam without favor in money. That's Allah to protect all of us.
That's it. Subhanallah, somebody standing up the street, and a woman in general, Muslim and non-Muslim, they come to buy some stuff for me. It is totally different. It is totally different. But don't actually go extend and extend the relation. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You know, this is going to be beautiful in your, you just put this necklace in your ear and so and so, or your shirt, it will be beautiful. Take this one, so and so, you look nice with this dress, you look nice with this jewelry, you look so and so. No relation. Don't open because this is the shaitan also. Because how many people selling stuff and they catch a woman in the street a lot? A lot. Yeah, but open place. And sometimes they give her a big discount, and sometimes he sells the stuff, and he loses for what? But losing for what? Subhanallah. Wallahi, we have somebody in the masjid, and he's sitting in the masjid all the time. Subhanallah, this is our destiny. He's sitting day and night in the masjid. I don't know for what that is. And is that catching him actually, sister, go in the stairs and sit up there. You don't have somebody good for me tonight? What will you do tonight? You ask the woman, she prays. You tell her, you don't have somebody for me. I need to have somebody tonight. It's not working. You have to fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. مَا تَرَكْتُ فِتْنَةً يَا أَخْطَرْ عَلَى أُمَّتِي مِنْ فِتْنَةِ النِّسَاءِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
narrated in Ahmad and Tirmidhi and the other, I yet see nothing more bigger in fitna more than the fitna of who?
Woman. Fitna of woman. The fitna of woman. If the woman knows exactly you feel the fitna of woman, subhanAllah, you lose exactly everything in your life. Everything in your life. May Allah protect our sister and protect our children and protect all of us and protect our children, inshallah, in general. The second question, we have to move from the Salah now to make our class about Hajj and Umrah. The brother, he gave me a question, he said, I intend to make Hajj this year for my grandmother. For my grandmother, whom she passed away. Can I do that to make Umrah for my father who passed away also at the same time when I performed the Hajj and Umrah this year? So he needs to make like a double business. Understand? He's going for exactly. First of all, we need to understand whoever intended to go for Hajj, he has to perform Hajj for who first? Himself first, mashallah. Taqwa people, salam. Because we have the evidence. The man in Hajj al-Akbar, the Prophet al-Fatihah, how many times he performed Hajj? One time. He found a man running, he said, لبيك اللهم الحج عن شبرنا لبيك الله حج عن شبرنا. Oh Allah, he intended to perform Hajj for Shubruma. The Prophet stopped him. He said, who's Shubruma? He said, one of my relatives. The Prophet told him, did you perform Hajj for yourself? He said, no. He said, Bukhari, it's a story. He said, no. He said, go perform Hajj for yourself and next year perform Hajj for Shubruma. Meaning, if you go, you have to go by one time. By now, the brother he asked, can I perform Hajj or Umrah in the same year on behalf of my father who passed away also? As you know, there's a lot of people in the Hajj, when they go to the Hajj, they took like a lot of opportunity. You find him, you go up late in the board of Makkah, call it Tan'im. Take a taxi, about half an hour, they take you outside of the board of Mecca, and they start the ihram from this place in order to perform Umrah. Why? Because as you know, our mother Aisha radiallahu anha wa ardaha, she performed a time of Hajj called Hajj al-Tamattu'. But Hajj al-Tamattu' is, Hajj al-Tamattu' means the benefit. Our mother, when she carried the niyyah to perform Hajj al-Tamattu', when she reached Mecca, she had the mincha. She came and cried to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because in Tamattu', meaning Tamattu' means what? First, you carry the niyyah and you start your ihram through al-niqat, the prescribed way by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And for the people in North America here, we talk about ourselves and Africa, it will be Rabigh. It's 20 minutes before you reach Gaza, the pilot will tell you, here is the point to start your ihram. You cannot start your ihram from the Kennedy Airport, or from Senegal, or from Africa, or from Europe, or from your place. No. The ihram has a place to start your ihram niyya for umrah if you make in tamattu from prescribed place, which is the Prophet ﷺ told us about it. And you have to start your niyya. Somebody maybe next week inshallah ta'ala he wears the two pieces of ihram, how many of you? Two or three. Somebody make like one like underwear, is that permitted?
No.
Jazakallah khair. Two.
And they go to Kennedy Airport. And you find that people say, لبيك اللهم لبيك in the Kennedy Airport. Wrong. It will cost you blood to sacrifice an animal. You are not making your Hajj or Umrah from Kennedy Airport. You're gonna wait until you reach al-niqat. That is the place you start your niyyah. And the only niyyah, you know, niyyah in general in Islam is secretly or openly. If you start with the Salah, you start Allahu Akbar, Allah knows what you're gonna bring. You don't have to tell Allah what you're gonna do. In fasting, you don't have to tell Allah, I'm going to fast tomorrow, publicly or openly. It's a niyyah in the heart. And the place for the niyyah is the heart. Except one only there in Islam, the Hajj and Umrah. You publish the niyyah by tongue, loudly. You start your ihram with two pieces of al-ihram after you taking shower. After you put your perfume and you dress the two pieces of al-ihram, and then when you reach the place in the plane, the pilot, he will tell you about it. That's why it's recommended to take a Muslim plane. He will tell you we are away half an hour from al-miqat. Those people who dress the ihram from the Kennedy airport, if they have a jacket, if they have any jacket or coat, take it out and put it in a pipe. You are not allowed to put over the two pieces of al-ihram anything with what? Stitches. And you start your ihram in the plane when the pilot will tell you we are 5 minutes away from al-miqat, rabit, or equal to al-miqat. You say, how you start your ihram to be in a state of ihram? It means you are not allowed to have any connection with the woman. You are not allowed to trim your mustache. You are not allowed to trim your nails. You are not allowed to shave. You are not allowed to put perfume. You are not allowed to do all of this if you will be in a state of ihram until you finish the process of ihram. At the point which will be informed, you will be informed about it. In al-niqat, you start what? Publish it by tongue. لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك. This is beautiful. Wallahi, all the time in this time our hearts are connected to Mecca. May Allah provide all of us with Hajj and Umrah very soon. Can we say this word today together today? Repeat after me. لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. Beautiful دعاء. We our heart والله crying every year to reach the point of al-miqat and hajj and to do all that and to go to the Mecca, to move Mecca, to go to Arafah. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من حج ولم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع كيوم ولدته امه. The one who performed hajj and he avoid two things. يرفث وهذا legal relation or preparation with preparation connection with his wife, and to avoid number two disobedience such as backbiting, such as cursing, such as harm, lying. All this stuff, if you avoid that in a hajj, the Prophet guarantee for you, you're going to come back to your town, to your city, to your country, like your mother, just to deliver you Allah. All these sins will be proved, yes, even the greatest sins. حُجُّ قَبْلَ أَلَّا تَحُجُّ. Perform the hajj before you cannot perform it.
Easy. This way, this year it could be easy. Nobody knows, maybe this next year will be difficult. Nobody knows.
Not only in the season, but maybe actually near later on, they say, who gonna ever go to Hajj and perform Hajj, his name will be where? Will be written as what? Completely. You understand? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us. They will consider you like a fanatic extreme. But alhamdulillah, we are so proud to practice our deen without arming any hurry. We deny any violence. We deny any attack against any human, Muslim or not Muslim. That is the policy of Islam. But we are so proud in any time to actually walk in the streets proudly and walk and we're proud to be a Muslim, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Because the best system for all mankind is love. We don't force anybody to be a Muslim, but we invite unto Allah to explain the sweetness of Islam with the sweet words, with the good manner. People will enter the Islam because of your good manner and the peace which you carry in your hands. Now, you enter al-niqab and you express your need. La wazni labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Now you became in a state of ihram. That if you go to Mecca. 100 line. You're gonna do that if you go to Mecca. Take a shower from here before you leave. You dress the regular clothes and hold your ihram in your hand. Don't sit in the plane for 7-8 hours with the two pieces of ihram. Wait half an hour before, go to the bathroom and change your clothes from the regular clothes to the piece of ihram if you're going to Mecca. You must make your ihram and talbiyah labbaik Allah in the plane from the appointed place. If you pass by, find some people snoring, you have to wake up. You have to start your ihram. The pilot is saying, you are in niqab now. Wake up. Sheikh Sharif is sleeping too much. And then after that, we don't say confusion. And then after that, he said, you are the one who leave me alone. And he back the niqab. What cost him? Then, every error will cost you blood. That's why they're ready to put like a thing, a bright 14 gold in your bucket. Because you're gonna make a lot of mistakes. If you don't study the Hajj, the most complicated area, you're gonna find yourself in a lot of error, and then after that, every error will cost you what? Blood. May Allah provide us with Hajj and Umrah, Adhan, inshallah.
Yes, my brother. If you're going to Mecca, it's upon your travel agency, the group which you go with. And if you go to Mecca, you could make your ihram has to be in the plane. From this appointed place called Rabigh al-Miqat. If you're going to Al-Madinah, you don't have to do anything at all. Dress regular. Go and enjoy your trip. You reach Medina al-Hujjaj, the city of Al-Hajj, and then the bus will take you over, the plane will take you to Al-Madinah. You have nothing of Al-Ihram, nothing of the Talbiyah, nothing of nothing at all. You go and spend days in Al-Madinah. You may find a lot of brochures in the market. Come with us to our group and pray 40 salah in the masjid of the Prophet. Believing yes, whoever go and visit the Medina, you must make 40 salah fabrication.
No hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, you must go to Medina, even if you go to Mecca, and you finish the Hajj and Umrah without visiting Al-Madina, this is okay. Because you're going to Mecca, you're going to perform Hajj and Umrah, and where is the Hajj and Umrah will be? Mecca. There is another hadith, people talk about it, speak about it. What is the hadith? قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من حج ولم يضرني فقد جفاني. Whoever performed Hajj and he did not visit me, he will be unjust with me. The hadith is fabrication. No hadith, such a hadith like that. Hadith people create fabricated hadith in order to make business. In order to send you to the Medina and to stay in a hotel in Medina. If you go Mecca and then, but it's recommended to visit Al-Madina. You go in Al-Madina for what purpose? It is the Prophet. We have one here. One here, one there, there. Number two. It's the prayer in the masjid. It's Jazakallahu khayra. You visit Al-Madina with intention to pray in the masjid of the Prophet, not to visit the grave. Because we have a hadith here, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تشد الرحال إلا إلى ثلاثة مساجد. You don't prepare your luggage and you travel and you sleep over to visit this masajid except for three masjids. Masjid هذا, the masjid of the Medina, Haram Sharif in Medina, Al-Haram in Mecca, Aqsa Masjid, may Allah free it from the state of Zionism very soon. This only to go for Salah. You're going for Salah. And because we enter his masjid, we go and to say, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man zarani wa alqa alayya salam. Ba'ath Allahu ruhi likay arud salam. Aw kama qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever visits me in my grave and say, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, Allah will send my ruh to answer the Muslim to tell him, وَعَلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامُ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. But you're going for the purpose of praying of the masjid. You go to Medina, you stay two days, three nights, pray all the salah in jama'ah, and when the bus will take you to Mecca again, you're going to a place called Al-Miqat, call it Abyar Ali or Zuhulayfa. A place 20 minutes from Al-Madina, call it Abyar Ali or Zu Hulayfa. You go in there with your regular clothes. There is the masjid over there, has 100 of shower. Take your coat off and take the two pieces of ihram. Most stitches are on. And it's liver. And then after that, woman, she dressed any kind, whatever she wants. With six stitches, no problem for the woman. We talk about men. Go and take a shower. And before you put the two pieces of al-ihram, make a sure you shave. Train your mustache if you want. You want to shave, you want to cut your hair. You want to put perfume. You want to do all that, do it before you put the two pieces of ihram. And after you put the two pieces of ihram, you go to the masjid and you find the masjid is followed by the people to pray. What is this kind of praying is? You need to know. People praying in the masjid there after they put the two pieces of ihram and they start in the ihram. You don't start your ihram yet. You just wear as like you wear it from Kiddush Airport. You are not in a state of ihram yet, but you dress in the two pieces of ihram. You go to the masjid, you pray, sunnah al-wudu. That is the only thing. People thought there is a sunnah for umrah. La yaqi. Sunnah al-wudu. You pray the sunnah al-wudu. And we found a lot of people in the hallway going to the bath to take the bath to Mecca. People say, labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Wrong. The authentic from sunnah al-Nabi sallam, the Prophet is starting his ihram. When he published the niyyah by his tongue, only the first ibadah to publish and he say, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, niyyah has to be published, publish it loudly.
when he rides a camel. Therefore, when you go and take your car, when you go and take your bus, when you build the engine in the bus, you stop to say what? لبيك اللهم لبيك. You begin in a state of al-ihram. You are disconnected from all this enjoyment, and then after that you go to Mecca. When you go to Mecca and the ihram here, you go in for umrah. No hajj here. No niyyah for hajj, no intention for hajj here. I'm going to Mecca to do from Medina to do what? Umrah. You are not in a hajj here. Hajj is coming later in day number 8 called Yawm al-Tarwiyah. When you go over there and you put your luggage in the hotel, right away with the ihram, take your wife, if you have your wife, your children, whatever it is, and go to Haram Sharif. You enter al-Haram Sharif, Mecca, the Masjid al-Haram to perform the Umrah. The Umrah, when you enter from the door, recommended to enter from the door of As-Salam. The door of As-Salam, closer to the star. The Kaaba has four corners. Has Rukn here, call it Al-Rukn al-Yamani. Rukn al-Yamani means the corner of Yamani. Yamani means toward Yemen. In the other side, call it Al-Rukn al-Iraqi. Iraqi, toward to Iraq. Your tawaf will be from the Rukn al-Yamani. Touch it without pissing. Without doing the bid'ah, which is the bid'ah, will touch it over there. Touch it. And you start from close, you're going to find a green light in the right side. Take it and touch it if you can. If you cannot touch it, and you are far from al-Rukn al-Yamani, and you look by your point, by your hand, you say, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. Showing point to Al-Hajar Al-Aswad. Al-Hajar Al-Aswad. You start your tawaf for men, seven shawab, ashwab, seven times around the Kaaba. The first three will be man, he will uncover his right arm. Uncover his right arm for only 33 rounds around the Kaaba. 33 rounds. The Kaaba should be in your left side, and you go all around the Kaaba. Men in the first three should be in Ramal. Ramal meaning jogging, between walking and between running. Only the three, and then after the three, every time you come to the Al-Katur, Al-Hajar Al-Aswad, you say, Bismillah, if you can kiss it, that's fine, don't fight for it. People fighting and cursing inside the masjid to kiss Al-Hajar Al-Aswad. If you come closer to them, Allahu Akbar, you finished. You finished. But if you can, you don't fight for it. If Allah make it easy for you, go ahead and kiss it. Allah Allah, whoever kisses, Allah will prevent his body from the hellfire. May Allah prevent all our body from the hellfire. And then after that, in the fourth one, you cover both of the shoulders. Only in the three, and you walk regular in the other four. Don't go and in other side. Kaaba all the time will be in your left side. Because that happened to me. I took my father in 1989, and when I took my father, I looked at him in the masjid. My father first time experience in Hajj. What did he like to help? All the persons. So what did he do? He took his hand like this, and he go on the other side. The Kaaba became on the right side, and he made six and a half rounds. And I caught him. So then what did you do, brother? You go on the other side, you go to the Kaaba by your back. You should go by your feet. He told me, I said, don't be tough. Allah, Ghafoor Rahim, Allah forgive. I tried to help with all the mercy. I told him, no, Allah, your father, you have to release it from the beginning. And my father, subhanAllah, he did not believe me. Unless he go for a scholar, he told him, yes, ya Sheikh. You're because I'm his son. Maybe my word is not trusted to him. He's the one who teach me. So what happened? He told him, yes, you have to start from the beginning. So my father, he said 14 times that age.
14 times a day. And this is not acceptable. And remember, very important, you must be in satr al-awra to cover yourself all your awra. Niyya, very important to make your umrah. And remember, what about if I make 6 times? And suddenly I found myself, boom, lost to my wudu. There is no bathroom inside. You have to go outside. And when you come back, I make 6.5, for example. Where I stop? Like you making 6. You come to the first corner, al-Yamani, and touch it or show it by your hand, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and then after that, make only one. Make only one. You make in the 7 ashwaq, and then after that, after you finish the 7 ashwaq, what you have, Allah says in the Quran, وَاتَّخِذُ مِنْ مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى بَيْتُ رَكْعَى. Not necessity to be in the position of Ibrahim. You're going to find it there. You could pray in any place in the Haram Sharif, it will be counted inshaAllah ta'ala. Then after that, go for Zamzam. Sunnah to drink as much as you could with intention. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Zamzam lima shuriba laha. Zamzam for what you drink. If you need a shifa eid, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually give you like, enter you the Jannah, inshaAllah ta'ala drink the Zamzam with the same intention. If you need your son to pass the exam in the school, drink the Zamzam for it. Drink the Zamzam for disease. Drink the Zamzam for everything in your life. It's not only for disease. For everything. Go Sa'i. 7 between Safa and Marwa. Safa to Marwa 1, Marwa to Safa 2. You start with Safa and you end with Marwa, as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّ الصَّفَ وَالْمَرْوَةَ مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ فَمَنْ حَجَّ الْبَيْتَ وَاعْتَمَرَ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَتَّوَّقَ بِهِمَا. Forgive me because I take time today to finish the Umrah, and the Hajj will be the same, because I know some people will travel this week inshallah. I ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to accept the Hajj and the Umrah. And I ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to forgive all the sins. And I ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to provide us with Hajj and Umrah very soon. Safa and Marwa is not necessary to be in wudu at this time. To be in wudu. Woman, if she has the menses, cannot enter and make tawaf. Cannot. She will be outside, do everything. She could listen to a Quran, make zikr, with whatever it is. And then after that, as Aisha radiallahu anha wa rdaha, when she reached Mecca, and she came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, Ya Rasulallah, I had a mention. I lost my Umrah. He said, no. Qala dakhalat al-hajj fi al-umrah. The Umrah came and merged with Umrah. The Hajj came and merged with Umrah. It stayed. Do everything what the Hajj does, and then accept to make tawaf around the Kaaba and to touch the Mus'haf, the original book of the Quran. No touch it. But to listen to the Quran, whatever it is, make dhikr, subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, and make dhikr, inshaAllah ta'ala. And after she goes, in the end, after she finished the process of the Hajj, what happened? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he commanded his brother, Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr, to take her to At-Tan'im, outside of the border of Mecca, to start the new niyya, to enter Mecca again to perform Umrah. Oh, Aisha radiallahu anha wa rdaha, she performed the Umrah after she finished the Hajj. Therefore, I was pushing from the beginning. Can I make Hajj? And in the same time, I make Umrah on behalf of somebody? Yes, the answer. But after you finish all the process of the Hajj and Umrah, after you process, because the Hajj will start in day number 8, called Yawm al-Tarwiyah. Where you start your ihram from Mecca, from your hotel, from your house in Mecca, you start another niyyah, you don't need to make another tawaf because the tawaf, you already did, just gonna go to Mina in the day of number 8, and you sleep in Mina for until the action inshallah ta'ala for that night, the day of number 8, and you pray 5 tawaf. Salat al-Zuhr 2 rak'ah on the time, Salat al-Asr 2 rak'ah on the time, Salat al-Maghrib 3 rak'ah on the time, Salat al-Isha on the time. The only sunnah you make it only as the Prophet ﷺ did it in Fajr and Witr in the night. No sunnah for Zuhr, no sunnah for Asr, no sunnah for Maghrib, no sunnah for Isha, only the Witr and Fajr time, sunnah for Fajr. That as the day sleeping, and also in the day number 9, the day of Arafah, you break Fajr in Mina, and then you move to Arafah. That is the main day of Al-Hajj.
Whoever missed that day, no hajj for him. Try to be on time there, stay as much as you could. Pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, avoid to speak about the life, to speak about the Quran, to speak about the Islam, and the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not necessary to jump and climb the mountain, the mountain of Al-Rahmah, in any place of Arafah. Arafah, all of it is the same position. You don't need to try to go in the mountain and to leave yourself to be in risk. That is one hajj, inshaAllah ta'ala. If you complete that, you're gonna go after, you have to stay until the Maghrib of day number 9, the day of Arafah. Recommended for all of us to fast that day. Whoever fasted, inshaAllah ta'ala, from the incident year, Allah will give him forgiveness for 2 years. A year before and the current year, Allah forgive all your sins. Now Allah tabaraka ta'ala help us to fast that day. And then you sleep in Mash'al al-Haram, inshaAllah, you go to Muzdalifah, you sleep the night there, and you go to Mina again for Ramj al-Jamarat. Rang al-Jamarat, you stone that Jamarat and be, inshaAllah ta'ala, flexible. Don't do like the ignorant people. We saw the people over there, they took the umbrella. This is the shaitan. Boom! With umbrella. Shoe, wallahi, they took the shoe. This is the shaitan. But shoe, they actually collected the stones. The stones equal to the beef of a cheap beef. It's only 21 every day you need it, that's all you need, inshaAllah ta'ala, and doing it with good manner, and don't harm your brother, and watch, you need to help the old people, the needy people, you need to help them, not to be selfish, because you find some people, mashaAllah, group of people, they come, if you come in front of them, you finish. You have to help your brother, you have to help the old people, you have to help the old woman, be in good manner. Hajj means the Islam teaches you to be in a good manner, inshaAllah ta'ala. You stay in Mina again, you come back to Mina, you stay either 3 days, فَمَنْ تَعَجَّلَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ وَمَنْ تَأَخَّرَ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى. More taqwa to stay 3 days. But if it's you exactly stay 2 days, inshaAllah ta'ala will be fine, inshaAllah. I forgot to tell you about the day of Al-Eid. Day of Al-Eid, in order to be out of the state of Ihram, after you put the Ihram a day from number 8. What you should do, you could do one of these two. Shit first, and then sacrifice the animal. Or sacrifice the animal, and the shit after that. After you do that, it's permitted for you, inshaAllah ta'ala, to do everything except the woman. Unless you go Mecca again and you perform tawaf, this tawaf, call it tawaf al-ifada condition. Shart. You must make the tawaf al-ifada. In tawaf al-ifada in Mecca, you don't have to run again. The 7 rounds walking regular because it's so crowded. You don't have to make the right shoulder uncovered. Cover yourself only when you enter Mecca, you uncover your right shoulder only when you make tawaf al-qudum. Tawaf al-qudum, not moving more than that, inshaAllah ta'ala. After you make tawaf al-ifada and you come back, inshaAllah ta'ala, you stay in Mina 3 days or 2 days, it's like enjoyed, and you pray the time, inshaAllah ta'ala, and you enjoy everything. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the time is over now. أسأل الله تبارك وتعالى أن يكتب فروقه إن شاء الله. اللهم تقبلنا وأقبل منا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى واجعل صبرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا وارنا الحق حقا ورسلنا اتباعه وارنا الباطل باطلا ورسلنا اجتنابه. اللهم تب على التائبين وتقبل من حجاج بيتك الكريم. اللهم تقبل منا الحج والعمرة. اللهم يا رب ارزقنا الحج والعمرة في الطريق العاشر واغفر المؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله. جزاكم الله خير. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.